after high school when I had like my first serious relationship where mm-hmm. I just happened to date someone who was a narcissist and I did not realize that. And I got so wounded from that. Mm-hmm. And my self-confidence, my self-worth, all of that just got so broken after that relationship. And till this day, like, I was like, I'm still learning how to bring that back into me, how to bring that up and like awaken that inside of me again. And that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, because I realized that even in that relationship, it's so easy to blame the partner and say, he was a narcissist, he wounded me. But the truth is, and something that I have to ask myself, it's why did you allow that to happen? Why did you allow someone to come in and kind of destroy that feminine essence within you?
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, this week on The Higher Self, all I can say is get ready, because this is going to be one of the most profound rides we have ever taken on this show. We're going to be talking about the feminine energy and how women can reconnect to their heart, to their true self, and how us men can be there and hold space for them. And quite frankly, we're going to talk about a lot of other things. This is the most powerful interview that we have ever done on this show. It features my friend Seema. It was a hit on Instagram when we did it live. People were commenting all over the place and people were healing just from the words that were shared in this conversation. So I want to challenge you to get into a space where you can be open and vulnerable with your heart and you can truly receive the message that is being given this week, because it can start the healing process. It alone, this message alone, truly listen to the words from an open and vulnerable space. And then I'm going to challenge you to do something I never do. Share this episode with as many men and women that you know truly want to find themselves as possible. Enjoy. Welcome to this live edition of our podcast, The Higher Self. Today we're going to be, quite frankly, discussing a very important topic. It's, you know, the difference between masculine and feminine energy, and as a woman, how to safely tap in or reconnect to her feminine energy. And for men, how you can help your significant other, your partner, your sister do that as well. And so I've got a friend that I want to introduce you to. And you know what? We're just going to go ahead and do that now. So let me get Seema on here. While we're getting her on here, if you can, let me know where you're watching from, please. That would be awesome. Where are you watching from? From Barcelona, from Italy. Beautiful. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. You ready to do this?
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this conversation because I think it's so important.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. And so, you know, here's how I want to start this. First off, I think we have to preface all of this by sharing with people a little bit about what you do. Because the reason why this all happened, everyone, is that Seema got a message, and we'll talk about that in a second. And we had a conversation, her and I were friends. And when we had that conversation, I thought, you know, this is such a good conversation that I think people need to hear it as well, you know? And so tell them a little bit about yourself, your gift, and what you do.
All right. Hi, everyone. I am a medium, and I know the traditional way of medium people think as someone who connects to people that have passed on, but really a medium is just someone that can connect to the other side. And so for work, what I do is I connect to your spirit council, which is your basically high-level angels that were assigned to you before you were born, and they work with you in this lifetime to help guide you. So I work with your spirit council to help you get aligned to yourself, see where the wounds are, the blocks are, the subconscious beliefs are that are keeping you from being kind of the greatest version of you. And that's the work that I do. So I'm very tapped into the other side and that energy. And so how this conversation came about with Danny and I was one night I was sitting and I was in an intentional meditation to guide me to what area that I need to support myself in healing next. And spirit took me to our solar plexus, which is a chakra that's right above your belly button. I know you can't see it here. And they took me to that place. And that kind of has to do with how we take in energy and our self-confidence. And so
before you go any further, the crazy part, everybody, you guys have got to hear this,
is that I have been working on healing that area myself. Mm-hmm. So when you message me and, well, go ahead, keep going.
I actually remember that because before one of your Awaken events, I was like, Danny, focus on your solar plexus.
That's right.
Oh my God, I remember that just now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So anyways, I was in that meditation and spirit took me there and I was like, okay, what do I get to do to heal this area? And they're like, Danny can heal it. I'm like, excuse me, how? They're like, Danny can heal it. And I kept asking how, and it was like, the message stopped right there. They're like, Danny can heal it. And I was like, okay. So the next day, I messaged Danny. I'm like, Danny, I had this meditation. This came through. I don't know how your energy is going to support me through this, but you are somehow going to support me through this. Yeah. And so that night you were like, let's get on a call and let's chat and see what comes up. And that's where all of this stuff kind of unfolded. And there was so much healing for me in that conversation that we had.
And it was a wonderful conversation. And, you know, it was pretty interesting because I don't remember doing anything special per se, but I think it was just, and this is what led to the conversation is that, you know, I held space for you and my energy was a safe place in order for you to talk, to share, to unravel, to unwind, because something obviously happened. It's like, you know, so many times we think of healing as like, you know, putting your hands on people or blessing people or anointing people. You know, guys, and if I haven't shared this before, I'll share it with you again. You know, once you heal and your energy is a clear channel for people, you know, you know, we're all healers. We all are, and we all have gifts. And so tell them what happened.
It was really the essence of you and how you showed up in that conversation that was so healing, because we just started having a conversation of, hey, what's going on in your life? What's coming up? How are you feeling? And I started to talk about, I'm learning to heal my feminine energies and the part of my feminine that felt very suppressed. And we just started talking about those things. And I don't remember what it is you said or what, but just being in that space and you understood me. You understood my feminine, and it's nothing you were trying to do. It was just who you were being as this awakened man. And the space you were able to hold for me, that just, I was like, and I texted you the next day. I was like, I've been in this place for 24 hours of what happened in that conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, how was that conversation so healing? And I recognize when I've been in such a place of not having a safe masculine energy or example around me, my feminine felt in such like fight or flight mode that I, as a woman, as a person, I could not breathe. And so I recognized when there is that awakened masculine that's there, it does allow the feminine to heal. And the more I don't even want to say learn, because it's not a learning, it's a remembering. The more I remember what my feminine essence is about and the more I get to honor that, not only does that also support me in healing, but it draws into me the masculine energies that I need that complement that energy.
That's right. Yeah. The healed masculine to support your healed feminine. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And by the way, guys, and Seema, thank you for sharing that. But I want to make sure, like, you know, and be sensitive to the fact that if you know our work is not about, hey, everybody, come see me. No, it's, hey, everybody, come and see and meet you, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to also make sure that you guys understand that, you know, in many ways, Seema has been there for me in my healing journey, right? And this is, I think, a beautiful example about how a man and a woman, right, can just help each other and can be there, the masculine and the feminine, and the masculine and the feminine within a man and the masculine and feminine within a woman, right? And I want to get into that in a little bit as well. But I remember something came up. I remember your old high school came up.
I was sitting outside of my old high school when you called me.
That's right, which is another non-coincidence, right? And it's a non-coincidence because it caused me to ask you, or I got the download. You know, there was a relationship there that wounded you. And I, you know, and see, I know you're okay with this, but I feel like the more vulnerable we are, the more that we can help people, because, you know, all of you have been wounded in relationship. And all of you, if you're a woman, you've been wounded by a man. I know I've done some wounding, and vice versa. If you're a man, you probably have at one point in time been wounded by a woman. What happened there when I touched on that nerve?
I'm like trying to get a flashback of that memory. It was, I remember saying when I was in high school, there was a very confident version of myself. And I was intentionally, I had gone to be around my high school to kind of tap into that energy and remember that part of myself. And I said it was after high school when I had like my first serious relationship where mm-hmm. I just happened to date someone who was a narcissist and I did not realize that.
Right.
And I got so wounded from that. Mm-hmm. And my self-confidence, my self-worth, all of that just got so broken after that relationship. And till this day, like, I was like, I'm still learning how to bring that back into me, how to bring that up and like awaken that inside of me again.
Sure.
And that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, because I realized that even in that relationship, it's so easy to blame the partner and say, he was a narcissist, he wounded me. But the truth is, and something that I have to ask myself, it's why did you allow that to happen? Why did you allow someone to come in and kind of destroy that feminine essence within you? You know, what was it within you? What did you need to learn in order to start healing that? And that's what I'm starting to realize, is that as a healer, we get to go through things.
Absolutely.
So I got to go through that to recognize what happens when we, as not just women, but just feminine energy, what happens when we're not aligned to that feminine energy.
That's right. And for all of you watching, and Sima, I want to dig in a little bit deeper, because, you know,
dig in as deep as you want to go.
Okay, beautiful.
I will
beautiful.
Be an open book.
Beautiful. Because, you know, to you and I, since we've been doing this work, this type of conversation is very natural. And I get what you mean when you say what you say. Mm-hmm. But for some people, they may not even realize they were with a narcissist. They yeah. may not even realize what that is like. They may not yeah. realize what that felt like. They may not realize what it did to them, you know. Yeah. And for all of you watching, you know, everything that I do and all the work that we do is all centered around two words. And I want you to write them down, please, if you're taking notes. Creator or victim, right? Creator or victim. Because it's really important that you lock on to the fact that Sima just said, you know, I could have been a victim. And, you know, for you ladies out there, I say this with love, but yeah, I know you probably were with some jerk guys. And I'll admit that at one point in my life, I may have been that jerk guy, whether I wanted to or didn't, right? The question is, were you a victim of it? Or, because this is where real growth comes, or did you create it? Did your soul, did the future version of you create and attract that relationship? Did your energy at the time attract that energy, right? And what did you attract it for? Was there a lesson there for you? Was there a lesson that could eventually help you attract and find your soulmate? And maybe it was as simple as, I know what I never want again, so that now I am open to receiving what my heart truly desires. Mm-hmm. So Sima, the question for you is, you know, give us an example. What went down? You know, you're a confident woman, you're a spiritual woman, you know, you've healed. And yet at that point in time, like, give us an example so that maybe some of the ladies that are watching, they can go, oh my God, that happened to me as well, you know?
Okay. I want to preface this by saying, back then, I was not an awakened woman. I was not a spiritual woman. I was just confident.
Yeah.
So I wasn't aware of any of those things. But one of the bigger things that went down in that relationship, and one thing that I can see within me, and this is something I've realized now, is that as a healer, and I didn't know back then that I was brought into this earth to be any type of healer, but as a healer, we draw in wounded men. We just naturally mm-hmm. do that. And so because I personally was not aware of the power of my feminine, and I grew up in a community where feminine just meant submissive and subtle.
Pay attention. Say that again, Sima. This is important.
Feminine meant submissive and subtle.
Right.
And I think a lot of people think that about feminine energy. And yeah. so here is confident me going into this relationship, and subconsciously I'm telling myself, you get to be submissive and subtle. You get to be second to the man. You get to please the man. And all of those stories are going on because that's just what I've been taught. Because if a woman speaks up too loud, if a woman has an opinion, she's not a classy lady.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
And so not knowing that this man also just happened to be a narcissist, I lost my voice. I lost the essence of me. And it wasn't him just doing it. He was complimenting what I was subconsciously believing a woman had to be.
That's right.
And so there I was, losing my voice, losing the essence of myself, losing that fire within me, because when you're ever dating a narcissist, you cannot be bold and big and confident, because the narcissist does not know how to appreciate or respect that confidence within you because they don't have it within themselves.
It's a threat. It's a threat to them and to their ego. Right.
Yeah. And so then what you do to stay safe in the relationship is bring yourself down so that you are not in a place that's threatening them so that they're not attacking you. But the whole time, what I was doing then was...
Well, hold on, Seema. Wait. This is a lot. Say that again. Ladies, gentlemen, you got to catch this because... Gentlemen, I want you paying attention because this could be you in your relationship right now on the side of the man. Say that again, Seema.
When a man or when the masculine isn't in their power and so they're not confident, that power and that confidence from the woman is going to start to feel threatening to them. So instead of healing themselves and raising themselves up, they kind of punish and put down the woman. Now, if this woman is not awakened and not aware, what she will do to then create safety or keep the relationship going is bring herself down. Bring herself down to a place that's not threatening to the man, so it's not creating conflict or breakups or fights or anything like that.
That's right.
And that is what I was continuously doing, is bringing myself down and down and down and down.
And it's interesting, you don't even realize it's happening.
Oh, no.
No, because you're so in love, right? Which... that's a whole nother topic. How could you be in love with pain, right? But that's a whole nother topic. But you were so in love, and little by little, you start to become this different version of yourself that years later, you got to go back and heal.
Oh, yeah.
And heal, yeah.
And you guys, I want to add, I was in that relationship for almost 5 years, and I got out of that relationship 7 years ago. And I didn't realize until maybe 2 or 3 years ago that I was in a relationship with a narcissist. Mm-hmm. So if you've been in that type of relationship and it's taken a long time to heal, please don't feel bad. The healing process takes time, especially when we're not aware of what has happened. And even when we do become aware of what's happened, even that takes time to heal. So please give yourself some grace because it's a journey.
It's a process for sure.
It is. It's a process. It's a journey. I've done so much of the inner healing, and like then another layer, when you and I have this conversation, another layer opened up for me of, oh, here are the ways in which my feminine had been so suppressed.
Right.
And that's what was hurting my physical body.
You know, that was my next question. So watch, everybody pay attention, because you'll hear me say, you know, if you come to awaken, if you're around this enough, you'll hear me say and teach that your money, your relationships, and your health are a reflection of the thoughts, feelings, emotions that you have inside. So eventually, people, pay attention. This stuff is gonna catch up on you or with you, and it's going to eventually affect your health, right? And let's get a little deep. I'm perfectly comfortable with this. It'll affect your sex life.
100%.
100%, because
your
sex life—
your money.
Which affects everything, right? Which affects everything. But if you really allow this, you know, I want you to think about the feminine and the masculine during lovemaking. Because a woman could be highly masculine in that. It's a reflection and a mirror of how she is in the world, right? And vice versa. But in this case, let's talk about the woman. If you think about the woman during making love, there's a difference between having sex and making love. During truly healed, awakened, divine energy, connection, soul, the whole thing, the woman opens, right? That, think about the word open. To open, you have to let go. You have to release. You have to allow. Mm-hmm. You have, what was that, Seema?
You have to feel safe.
You have to feel safe in order to do that. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because many of you are in relationships when it comes to that point, you're having to force it. She's not open, she's not wet enough, you guys know what I'm talking about. And so it takes time to force the issue to then finally go into, you know, for a couple of minutes or whatever, do what you gotta do. This is not the way life is meant to be lived, people. This is not it at all. Right? And we think that it's normal. We're sold on this idea that you roll over, you smoke a cigarette. No. Right? And then the masculine as well, the man as well. The man has to be in his masculine and also in his feminine to safely guide her through the process. Mm-hmm. This is the act of making love, right? And so I want to ask you this question because I remember that we brought this up. As I say that, what came up for you?
I mean, so much came up for me in that. So much of like what my relationships used to be and how it mimicked that and how that starts to change. Because even the relationship you have like in the bedroom with your partner, that translates to outside as well. And how safe then the woman just feels in the relationship in general and how the masculine is showing up in that way. And so how safe is the woman feeling? And I want to say this, it's not just about, hey, men, show up like this for women, or hey, masculine energy, show up like this. It's just because it complements one another when that happens. Right. When the masculine can show up in a way of holding space for that woman to feel protected and provided for, the woman blossoms. And as she blossoms, she pours her wisdom, her love, and her nourishment into the man, which then allows him to blossom.
That's right. It's a vice versa. And it's a, so beautiful, guys. If you guys are loving this, just send me a, if you're getting this, send me a yes right now. And if you have a friend that needs to be here, tag them below, because this is a, it's a powerful conversation that we're having. It's a conversation that, quite frankly, not too many people have. Go ahead,
Sarah. I want to say another thing, because I think a lot of women can actually relate to this. It's going to be a very personal thing, but I'm here to share.
Go for it. Go for
it. When I was in that relationship with that narcissist, when it came down to having sex, my body, I could feel, and I was not aware, so I did not understand this, but my body did not want to be with him. And so what was showing up for me consistently, and when I say consistently, it was like at least once a month, I would get yeast infections. Chronically, and I would go to every doctor, every specialist, they would check, is your blood sugar too high? Do you have candida in your system? Any of those things. Everything was always fine. And I was just chronically getting yeast infections back to back, because that's what my body was doing to keep me away from being intimate with this person.
Right. In other words, people, pay attention. So your body was telling you, hey, Seema, you're not happy.
Something's not right here.
Hey, Seema, something's not right here. Hey, Seema, you need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. Hey, Seema. And in essence, that's your body's way of saying, hey, Seema, we are not open. The flower, the beautiful flower that is us, is not open for business in this relationship right now. Hey, Seema, can you please wake up and pay attention? Yeah. But we are also in love that we're not awakened to realize this. And by the way, a whole nother conversation, right? But, and I'm going to share this, Seema, and I know you'll understand this, but you know, the world's idea of being in love comes from wounding. It comes from pain.
Yeah.
That's why dating apps, et cetera, are so powerful, because you're looking, the mind is looking, for something. It wants the one, it wants to find where is it? The heart isn't looking for anything. The heart is just open to receiving.
Yeah.
And so when you as a man or as a woman, right? When you as a man or a woman finally heal and awaken and unravel all of this that is going on up here, you allow the universe, which is you, to call in and bring into you your divine soulmate and your partner.
There's no searching necessary.
There is no searching necessary. You are literally a magnet.
Yeah.
And you are drawing in from your energy everything that is meant for you.
Yeah.
And what happens with people and why divorce is so high, that's a whole nother story, well, right? With religion and guilt and all of that. That's a whole nother. I feel like we have we're doing a conscious reading right now.
We'll make this into a series. We'll do episode by episode on different topics.
Yeah, for sure. But what happens, the reason why divorce is so high, like the reason why I got divorced, right, is because there's this pressure. This pressure that society puts on you. What is pressure? Pressure is mental. That, you know, at a certain age and at a certain time, you should be doing this in life. And so you're not attracting your soulmate, your heartmate. You're attracting your mind mate.
Yep. 100%.
Right? You're attracting your mind mate. Mind mate. Oh, check him out or check her out. Wow, he's got a nice car. He's got money. He's got whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fantastic. Let's do this, right? A year into it, you know, you all know, what the fuck? What did I get myself into? Right? Because it was your mind searching, not your heart. And in order for you to allow your heart to take over, you have to heal. You got to reconnect to loving yourself first. Yeah. That's the process.
It is. And in that healing, what gets people stuck, because it's not just yourself, it's generational. Oh. You're healing those wounds when it comes to love for generations before you and the conditioning that was put into your system even before you were born. Like that conditioning going into your system. And that's what gets to heal, because everything you're saying right now, I'm like, those are all the reasons why I stayed with that person for 5 years, may I add.
Right, right.
Because on paper, he was everything I was told I want to be with. Wealthy, right. Comes from a good family, age appropriate. That was it. It was never a, how do you guys communicate with each other? What are you guys' love languages? Do you guys have the same values, the same morals, the same beliefs? Like, it was never any of those things. It's a very external thing.
It's superficial.
Yeah.
I heard a quote today. It was so interesting that I found it today. I think it was meant for me to share it with all of you. Mm-hmm. But it was a quote from a movie. One of you posted it or commented on one of my posts. And I happened to read it. And it said there was a quote from a movie where this woman picks this man. And, you know, the man, you know, felt bad because he didn't make a lot of money or whatever the case may be. And she says, well, I don't think I can hug a bank account. So she chose from love. You see, that's real love, right? Real love. And so, yeah, beautiful conversation. If you guys are enjoying this, send me a yes right now. Tag a friend, because I've got a couple more questions for Seema. All right, so let's get into healing.
Let's get into healing.
Let's get into healing, because now we've addressed the problem, right? We know, I bet a lot of people are watching this going, oh boy, that's me.
Me too. Right? Me too.
Right? A lot of people are going, oh, there's some work I need to do, right? And so, you know, let's talk about healing. Let's talk about what it feels like or what it has felt like for you to heal your feminine, right? What has that process been like? What does one do?
It's messy. I will say that healing is never this linear, you start from here and you work your way up. Healing is so messy, and it goes like this and it goes like this, and you think you're done, and then bam, another layer hits you in your face.
Yeah.
And that is the process. And it's once you start to pay attention that that is the process becomes enjoyable. Even in the lows, you're like, oh, thank you. I'm receiving something else I'm meant to learn and understand. What really opened my eyes to like where the healing needed to take place, because a few years ago hit such a rock bottom in my life. I wasn't working. I couldn't go out. I just like, I couldn't function anymore. And that's what sparked me that I had a lot of healing to do. Mm-hmm. And when I started to recognize that it was in my feminine that a lot of the healing gets to take place, is intuitively and subconsciously, we know what needs to be healed. But we got to kind of take away the layers that are blocking it so we can get there. And I started just feeling like, when it comes to love and when it comes to men is where like something right in here stiffens up and is like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, what is that? And one thing I'll say is like, when you get these feelings in your body, don't get mad at it. These feelings are your messengers of like, that is where the wound is. So many of us are like, what's wrong with you, body? Why are you feeling like this? What's happening? Go into it. And that's where I started to recognize, okay, what's going on with my feminine? Like, because when it comes to love, I'm terrified of love. I want love, and I'm also terrified of it. And I would start to pay attention to how I felt when I spoke to different guys and different guy friends. And know this, whenever we decide and set an intention that we want to heal something, the universe will send you everyone and everything that you need to hear to support that healing.
That's right. That's right. And Seema will keep you away from anyone that will not support it, right? Like your energy, that's what will start happening, right? Is that all of a sudden you'll start to notice, like when you're ready, you go, all right, let's do this. Like, it's like people ask me all the time, hey, what do I do? Where do I go? Where do I go for ayahuasca? Where do I go for this? Where do I go for this? It is, you just got to open yourself up and it will come to you.
It'll find you. And I'll give you guys a perfect example of what Danny's saying of like people will be taken away from you. Because this level of feminine healing that I started to do really happened just a few months ago. Because even these healings, like it goes in layers. Mm-hmm. And one of my ex-boyfriends and I, we were still being friendly and talking to each other. And I was just entertaining it, but not really in it. And all of the sudden, something just happened in my system where it just shut me off to it. And I didn't even understand what was happening. All I knew is that I need to get this person out of my life because their energy in my life was not working for whatever reason. And it felt like a switch, and something switched in me, and I was physically feeling like anxious and not well. And the only direction was that it was like, take that out of your life. And so I did. And I was like, look, this just isn't working for me. Like, I can't even be friends with you right now. Like, I love you and I respect you, but I need to heal and this isn't working.
That's
and
right.
The second I push that away is when that same book you told me about, You Are a Goddess by Sophie Bashford, that book found its way to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started reading that book, and as it talks about goddess energy, the feminine in me just started to wake up because I started to remember who that high school Seema was.
That's right. That's right.
But Seema was that version of herself in high school unconsciously, mm-hmm. because I was just naturally born with that energy. And I didn't recognize what was making my feminine so strong, so healed, so aligned. And right. there, this book came along to me and it kind of reawakened everything inside of me.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And it was it's been in that book that's been such a awakening, really, of my feminine and recognizing what my feminine needs. And that's why in that conversation that we had, I was able to receive your energy and your love and just the space that you held for me. And that's why I was able to receive so much healing from it as well, because I finally remembered what my feminine wanted and needed. And I could recognize in that moment, this is the type of masculine that feels safe. And I could recognize in my body is healing now because she feels safe.
I love that. I love that. If you guys are loving this, send the word love right now. Send the word love right now. And I'm going to do it on the man side. I'm not even talking masculine. I'm from the side of a man. You know, if you're wondering about healing, I'll share with you my story. A little bit. And we all have a different healing process, right? But for me, I was highly in my masculine, but highly in my toxic masculine, highly in my shame and guilt fueled masculine. And so what that looked like, right, is I constantly had to go. I constantly had to get more. I constantly had to make more money. I constantly had to, you know, show the world that I was successful by having the biggest and baddest car and by owning the biggest house and running the most successful company, right? And I want to talk to you guys about this for a second, because, you know, the way your ego works is your ego will immediately say, oh, well, wait, does he mean we can't be successful? No, hang on. We're going to talk about that in a second. And so I had to heal that, Seema, because what's happening for you men, pay very you're trying to build and you're going after more and you're trying to achieve, your woman knows that she is not the desire of your heart. Power, success, fame, acknowledgement are. And she knows that. And if she knows that, she will never truly feel safe. Mm-hmm. And she will never truly and fully trust. Your woman must feel that she and only she is the desire of your heart. More important than money, more important success. Your woman needs to feel, men, listen to me. She needs to feel that you will give it all up for her in one moment, in 1 second. Yeah. And so I had to heal that, right? It was toxic masculine. I didn't even know what the hell that meant because nobody talks about this stuff, right? And as I healed that, fellas, here's what happened. My heart slowly started to open, right? And so my feminine slowly started to open, right? So much so that I was in such a toxic masculine space that I didn't even realize I was afraid of love. I was afraid of it, quite frankly. And so I did everything, right? Think about this, fellas. Think about what we do. Right? We're constantly out trying to build, trying to become, this is where, you know, I love them all. They're all on their journey, but you got to be careful because some of these influencers, they're just constantly trying to push you and keep going and keep going and keep going. Where do you have to go? What you're searching for is right here. And so the more and more that I started to heal my toxic masculine, the more and more that I started to become my divine masculine self, it started to open up my heart and everything just got into this like beautiful harmony. And gentlemen, when you get there, I'm telling you right now, all the money in the world will just start flowing to you because you're no longer trying. You're just being. It's no longer about effort. It's no longer about grinding. It's no longer about hustling. It's no longer about getting somewhere. You found where you were always trying to go. And that's the now. And that's your loving, masculine, feminine combination, beautiful self. You basically found yourself back to the way that you came when you first entered this planet, your healed divine self. You do that. I'm telling you right now, money will never be an issue. Health, relationships, you'll attract it. Boom. And this is vice versa for everybody, for the ladies.
Yeah. Oh my God, absolutely. Yeah. And I want people to know, because when you said you heal and you become that divine self that you were born with, like, you can heal. It is a journey, but you can heal and be connected to that divine, pure essence of you and live your adulthood with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm loving this. So, I feel like this was deep. I feel like this was powerful. Yeah.
I'm just getting started.
Sima, you look beautiful. You're radiating, right? Do you guys see her? Like, look.
Thank you.
See, this is so important. Man, it's like, you know, I remember when I was first connecting to this, I remember like, guys, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain this to you, but all women become beautiful when you, and it's no longer about the way they look, which is what we're programmed. It's their energy. It's their loving essence. Right. And so I remember, Sima, when I first, you know, like found this truth, I was like commenting on, oh yes, beautiful. Yes, beautiful. And then I'm like, wait, but is this wrong? Is this right? No, they're all beautiful to me. Right. Because truly it's a reflection of me. Right. And so my question to you, if you could leave all of the women watching us right now with the greatest tip, the greatest piece of advice that you can give them, like they're watching this and, you know, their angels, right? Their spirit guides are talking to them right now. They drew them to this conversation to start their healing process. You know, going back, right, to when Sima first started, what would you tell her?
You know what's so funny? This actually came up in a session with one of my clients yesterday. And Spirit gave the client homework to do. And when the session was done, I was like, I want to do that exercise.
Yeah.
And after I did it and what came up, I'm like, I need to talk about this today because women need to know this. And this is a beautiful exercise to even have them be aware and understand how they're seeing their own feminine.
Right.
Because what's happened with the feminine, especially when it comes to relationships, is how pretty are you? What do you look like? Do you come from money? Do you have money? Because even for women, it's like money. It's like, if she has money, okay, I'll date her because she has money or she comes from money. And how sexual are you? Because sex is not for the man. So make sure you're always pleasing the man. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, when I was working with my client, one of the final things I told her, I was like, Spirit says, sit down and just journal out for yourself. What is the beautiful essence of you just as a woman, just as your feminine? Because we forget how beautiful, how powerful,
and
how important the feminine energy is. And I'll like go into that a little bit more. But Spirit said, go just journal on what you believe is the importance of your feminine energy. What does your feminine energy have to offer? So I gave that to her as her homework. And I invite all women to do this.
That's
because then I sat down afterwards and I journaled to myself, okay, Sima, what do you feel is like the essence or like the gift of your feminine energy? That's what you bring into a relationship. And I just wrote down whatever first came into my mind. And the first thing that came into my mind is I'm pretty. And I'm going to be very blunt here. I'm pretty. I have good tits. I have a nice ass. And I'm good in bed. And I sat and I looked at that and I was like, this is what subconsciously you've been showing up with your feminine.
Ass.
Because you've been told this is what's important about the feminine.
Yep.
So all of the other things that are actually the beauty of the feminine essence, you've been ignoring because the masculine did not even know how to receive that. And it's not the masculine's fault. That's just how our society had become.
Right.
But since the masculine couldn't receive that, if you're truly looking at your feminine and honoring this, this doesn't get you love. This doesn't get you a man. So let's ignore the true essence of who we are as women.
Right. Right.
And what we bring into a relationship. And let's look at, well, I'm pretty, I got all the parts, so here I am. But it's like, oh my God, if I'm living that way, I am hurting and literally suppressing my own self.
Okay, we're gonna get deep here. Listen, pay attention, everybody. Because the world, ladies, my sisters, the world has taught you that that's what makes you valuable. I'm gonna share with you, go ahead, Sima, go ahead.
I want to get into a deeper spiritual thing of why the world has even taught us that.
Oh, we will
because
go.
That's really deep in understanding where, from the first humans that existed, where this came from. And it starts from the second dimension. And I think it's really important that we all know this and realize and recognize this. Beautiful. And why the feminine has been such under attack. And by feminine, I don't mean just women, but feminine energy.
Energy. Right.
And it's because when we live in this universe, there's dimensions. Like, we know this as the third dimension, the 3D. So we have a bunch of different dimensions. In the second dimension is where this one dimension, this was the first dimension, this one energy that is the all. This is all. This is why we are all one and we all come from the same place. We're cut from the same cloth. We are the same. In the second dimension, this split into two. This is where duality was created. This is where dark and light was created. This is where masculine and feminine was created. This is where those energies were created. Feminine is dark. Masculine is light. So when the first humans were finally brought into this earth, they felt these energies. And they said, oh, our masculine is safe because it is light. Our feminine is dangerous and feminine is bad. Mm-hmm. So that's why feminine has always been shunned and it's put down. And your feminine, it's not that the feminine is dark. The feminine works in that dark space because it's your intuition. It's your inside. It works right. with your shadow self. It connects where the man just sees this. The feminine goes into those depths and sees this.
Right, right. I can't, you know, I'm thinking of ayahuasca right now. This is why ayahuasca is done at night. Yeah.
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 And that's why with the moon cycles, women work with the full moon. If you look at it with like ancient traditions, it was during full moons where women would get together. It's under that moonlight. It's in that dark space where that feminine energy comes alive. So when feminine has been made so wrong, we grow up and we're in this place where as women now, we're not going to honor what is our divine feminine. We're going to kind of ignore that and look at the surface of what a woman is for.
Right. Absolutely.
But that is continuing to fit into that narrative of the feminine is bad.
That's right. That's
so
right.
When women, when you are awakening, you are not just awakening yourself and healing yourself. Again, you are healing generations of wounds towards this feminine energy.
That's right. And also you're healing the world. You're healing all of us, which is what is happening right now, everybody, is that, you know, look back 10 years, these conversations weren't happening. These conversations weren't mainstream. Ayahuasca, plant medicine, none of this was. No. So what's happening is it's a shift. It's an energetic shift where the world, the universe, right, all of this world has been fully in its masculine. It is shifting back into the feminine is what's happening right now, right? It's reminding all of us, hey, everybody, it's time we go back over here, right? So very important point. Very
so that we can find the balance ultimately.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we go just fully in the feminine, we'll be very intuitive. We'll see what's going on. We'll understand. But then we need that masculine essence to then take action and do.
That's right.
But absolutely. As we remember the feminine and understand the importance of the feminine energy so that when we make decisions, we're not just logically making decisions. We're feeling into
right.
it.
We've been taught to think, not to feel. All of you, if there's one thing I want you to get from this, is start to listen to the way you feel. Because the way you feel will tell you the truth, right?
Oh, yeah.
Will tell you the truth. Seema, I want to share something. If you could hold space for me now, I want to share a truth that might be a little dicey, but I really need to say it.
I'm here for it.
So if you guys, this is going to be a rough one. This is going to be a rough one. So if you guys are going to be open to this, send me an open right now. I'm just going to share some truth and I'm going to share it from that toxic masculine that I was, right? And so, and also give you the opposite of it, which is what it feels like now. So I can remember, Seema, everything that you said, what it spoke to in me is the fact that, you know, all of your value is in the way you look and your boobs and your butt and all of these things, right? Well, I can remember when I was in my toxic masculine. That's what I wanted. That's what I looked for. So, right, quite frankly, even when, listen, men, I'm speaking some truth here, and you know I'm telling you the truth. Until you heal, you will always be this way. You will be with your woman, and you will always be looking at Instagram for somebody else. Always. Because you're comparing, right? You're loving on the outside. So you're constantly looking for the outside. So if your woman looks a certain way, then you're happy. And if she doesn't, then you're unhappy. When you connect to your heart, it's a whole different ballgame. Hold on, Seema. Hold on. And I'm going to tell you, this is me being raw and vulnerable here. I remember when I got divorced, right? And I remember thinking, that's it. I know exactly where I'm going. I'm going to Colombia, right? And if you guys remember, I went to Colombia, right? Because Colombia is the land of all of this and all of this and all of this and all of this. And what started to happen, everybody, is the more and more that I started to heal, the more that I love you guys, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I saw the toxicity in all of that. I saw the toxicity in the feminine not knowing who she truly is. I saw from a different set of eyes. I saw from my spiritual eyes. And so where, you know, the old Danny used to want that, you know, supermodel looking, you know, fancy, you know, Louis Vuitton purse, you know, Bentley, you know, just the whole shit show, the whole show. The new Danny started to see like, fuck, man, she's in a lot of pain. Wow, she doesn't know who she really is, does she? Wow, she's so busy trying to compete with other women for the attention of men. She's lost herself. And it got to a space where as I started to heal, it's like what I once thought was beautiful now became pain to me. And I no longer desired it. As a matter of fact, not only did I no longer desire it, it's like I want to help it. I want to, because I see, because they are lost. They're lost. And they're so busy, just like our men are. Our men are so busy chasing out here, trying to build something and become something. So is the woman. The woman is so busy buying into the lie that her value is on the outside, not on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so it started happening, Seema, where literally, like, it's like this shift started happening within me, where as a man here and as a single man, it's like, ooh, I couldn't even do it if I wanted to. I couldn't, because I feel the energy now and I feel the vibration now that is within. And as a result, you also feel the pain, you know? And so I wanted to share that with all of you because, Seema, as you said that, I thought to myself, oh my God, that was it. This is all of our women. All of our women are being taught, right, to live in this space where their value is on the outside instead of truly understanding the inside. And I will share you this. I wrote a poem about it, quite frankly, and I shared it with a woman because this particular woman allowed me, like, her energy and her space. It was called I See Past Your Pretty, because everybody's so focused on the pretty. And I finally got, even though this person is beautiful, I finally got to a space where I go, yeah, but it's not about that. It's way deeper than that. It's way deeper than that. And I wish that for all of you. I wish that for every human being alive. And that's why I do the work that I do, because when you finally get to that space and you understand the beauty of life and the beauty of you,
yeah,
that's when you start to draw in what's
the beauty of yourself. That
the
is
beauty, like, of yourself.
That's, and it. You are absolutely right. That woman is the most beautiful yet wounded woman you will see,
which makes her not talk to a toxic masculine male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. To a healed, awakened male, no, it'll never happen.
And I'll say this for ladies, because so many ladies walk around saying, all men are dogs, all men are this, all men are that. Ladies, I invite you to look within yourself.
Self.
And see what it is you get to heal, so then you can attract to you healed men and you don't repeat those patterns.
That's right.
Because the woman you're describing is the woman I was. And mm-hmm. So I was like, all men are shit, all men are dogs, all men are this, and all of that, until I did this training seminar, and one of the exercises they had me do, because I was the girl, you would not catch me dead anywhere without hair done, makeup done, nails done, looking perfect all the time. And so every day we'd walk into that training and they would tell us, you're going to cry a lot in this training, don't wear makeup. I wore mascara every day. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I need to walk in there with mascara on. If it drips down my face, it's fine. So one of the exercises one of the trainers gave me to do was like, Seema, you are not allowed to come here with pretty clothes on. You are not allowed to do your hair. No makeup. Take off all of your jewelry, because you're hiding behind all of that.
That's right. That's right.
And I didn't understand what it meant. And the next day when I'm going in there, I'm just like, how am I going to walk out of the house looking like this? Because my whole worth was on the outside.
Right.
How could I be beautiful? How can I feel good? Until I walked there and I finally sat and everybody just looked at me for me. And people loved me for me. And in that moment, I was like, I have been beautifully miserable. Because on the inside, I was miserable. But on the outside, I drove a luxury car. I had Chanel shoes on. I had diamond earrings. I was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was perfectly miserable. Now, this is another thing I want to say, because I went through like a year after that where I was like, I didn't want to wear makeup because I was like, I want to just like honor myself in this way. And I did. And I really started to love myself for who I was. Luxury brands didn't matter anymore. They weren't a reflection of me feeling great about myself anymore. But then I got into a place now where you see, I have some makeup on today and all that stuff. This isn't any longer I need to look good to feel good about myself. This is now a reflection of how I feel about myself.
That's right. That's right.
So it's not covering up anything. It's highlighting how I feel about
myself. That's right. But it's different energy though.
Completely different energy. And when you come around me, then you feel that energy.
Feel that energy. Right.
And it's an energy that's unspoken of. It's not something that people go out there and say. You just feel that with the person.
That's right. And on the masculine side, men, for you fellas, I went through the same exact thing. Look back. I might have taken them down, but look back on my Instagram and you'll see, you know, number one, always with sunglasses, right? Because sunglasses hide the soul. They hide your truth. Number two, I had to have, you know, the latest custom suit. I had to wear.
Danny, I need to interrupt you because I need to tell everyone. The first time I ever met Danny.
Oh my God.
You guys see Danny now and he dresses in t-shirts and very casual.
I don't give a shit. Yeah.
The unawakened Danny. The first time I ever met Danny. He walked into my house in this like 17 piece suit, like layer upon layer upon layer. And it was like, it was a very beautiful suit, custom fit. You can tell it was designed just for Danny. It was beautiful. It was nice, but it was all of these layers. And I could tell he looked so uncomfortable in it. I was like, do you want to take your coat off? He's like, no, I'm fine. But it's like, that was the you that you're referring to. And it was just like, it was those clothes and these custom fitted clothes that were covering up all of the wounds inside. That's that right. You were just about to embark on that journey to
That's
heal.
Right.
And now if you ever dress like that, I'm sure it's because it's just a reflection of how great you feel about yourself if you choose to dress like that. But now it's a choice. It's not a necessity for you to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. I hope you guys are understanding the difference, right? Because it's so interesting you say that. It's like, you know, now, you know, like when I go out and I go salsa dancing, yeah, maybe I'll throw on a nice shirt, right? Or I put on a nice sports coat. And I actually just spent a whole bunch of money on clothes recently because I'm going on a trip. But it's from a different... From a different place. Yeah, I no longer need that for you to be approving of me because I don't care if you approve of me. Quite frankly, I can walk around butt naked. I don't give a shit. If you're uncomfortable with that, that's on you. That's how we came into this world. And that is when you truly, truly know that it has happened is when you understand that all of this is a barrier. It's just a barrier. It's just a show, right? Yeah. Beautiful.
And it is so much. And I want to say something like the me that was like, I always have to be like tip top or else I'm not perfect. I don't have my nails done today. If this was me a few years ago, I'd be like, oh, bare nails. I can't. Let me just paint them really quickly before this so it could fit the image. And today I'm like, I don't have time to get my nails done. So they're bare. And it's fine. I feel amazing about myself.
Nonetheless. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You see, and that's one thing as women where it's like, oh, I cannot, oh my God, I cannot go out that way because that had become our worth.
Well, ready? Then what kind of a man do you attract when you're in that energy?
Exactly. Exactly. Those are the men that we attract that we're just like men are douchebags.
That's right. And so when men are dogs, right, point back to yourself and go, bow wow. Because there was something inside of you that attracted that dog. There's something inside of you that wanted and needed that dog. There was something inside of you that draw it in.
The thing inside of us is that we are not able, and I say this to the feminine, to the women, we are not able to see ourselves. So then you attract a partner that you're like, he doesn't understand me. He doesn't see me. He doesn't get it. Truth is, you are not seeing and understanding yourself. And as the feminine, for the feminine to feel safe, she needs to be seen. Like, sure. That's all the feminine wants. She just wants to be seen. So imagine how much, as a woman, you are suppressing your own feminine by not seeing yourself.
Right. That's right. And how, in your life, you are drawing in from that energy of not seeing yourself. You're drawing in the perfect story and the perfect creation. Mm-hmm. You're creating this wonderful life based off of, I don't see, know, or trust my truest self.
And everything becomes a reflection of that.
Everything.
Your relationship with your partner, your friends, your work, everything becomes a reflection of that.
Everything. Yeah.
I know a lot of people were asking what was the book we talked about, so I'm just going to mention it again. It's sure. called You Are a Goddess by Sophie Bashford. And it's a book that all men and women all read, because it's just about feminine energy and what that really looks like. Because one thing for me was, I'm Middle Eastern, so I grew up in a community, in a society where women have to be prim and proper and zip those lips. Don't you dare ever speak up because you are not classy. But my natural energy was never that. I have a lot of words to say. I'm opinionated and I like to speak it. I don't like to follow the rules of how I'm supposed to look because that doesn't work for me. And so every time I wanted to step out of that, sorry, I was made to be wrong and I was almost shunned for it, sure. you know? And even that in and of itself was starting to suppress me because I thought, I'm not showing up like a lady. I'm not showing up mm-hmm. like a woman. And then when I started to read that book, I was like, wait, the definition of woman that has been placed on us has been so wrong. That's and right. we have thought that the feminine is this like delicate, gentle, she's going to be broken flower where it's like, the feminine is actually the strongest essence there can be. And may I say, stronger than
it
the
masculine. It gives life. It has to go through all that pain. That's why we always say, men, when we get sick and we're laying on the couch and we're big babies and the women are still walking around doing what they do. That's exactly why.
It is. And I think for women to recognize the power within you, because so many women think the strength in me comes from my masculine. So I'm going to defend my masculinity. Ladies, I used to be there. And I was in a toxic masculine space for myself. And story for another day. But when we don't have proper masculine examples for us, we as women become the protectors and providers for ourselves. So we go into an unhealthy
so we
masculine
go into,
space.
Right. That's right.
But we go into there without even thinking twice about it because we are told that the masculine is what is strong and powerful. Right. So as women, we start to believe that if we want to be strong and powerful as women, we got to go into our masculine.
That's right.
We don't even recognize that our true strength is in our feminine.
That's right. That's right. Which is why Seema, I recently posted a video on TikTok. I haven't even shared it on Instagram yet, but I posted a video on oh, that one. Remember that one I shared?
The comments.
Oh my God. The comments from all these women were like, how come a man tells me how to live? And blah, blah. It was all coming from toxic masculine energy. And there were a few that were like, oh my God, he's right. I feel like that.
And that's for people here who haven't seen that video, Danny's basically talking about feminine energy and how when the feminine is out of alignment to herself, she goes into this toxic masculine space. And he's just talking about feminine energy, which is beautiful and very accurate. But to the unawakened woman who is so in defense, protect herself, right. and she finds her strength in that masculine, they were so offended. They were right. like literally throwing jabs like that at Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Another man mansplaining to me what
mansplaining
the feminine
what?
Is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I saw those women and I'm like, those women used to be me, because when we are in such a protection zone for ourselves,
right.
we are in a toxic masculine energy for ourselves as women.
And if we're in a toxic masculine energy, masculine and masculine do this. So what are you going to do if another man, right? God forbid he tries to help me or show me. No, 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 no. You're not going to tell me anything.
And then can I say this also, ladies, for the ladies who are toxically in their masculine and you're not aware of it, what happens is you're going to want a man who's a man, but because you hold that energy, you can't draw that to yourself because masculine and feminine goes in a balance.
Right.
So you can't draw that man to yourself. You're going to draw a man to yourself that's more in his feminine.
Feminine.
But then you hear a lot of women saying, men are such little bitches. And you hear that word coming out of their mouth. Ladies, that is because you are in a toxic masculine space.
That's right. That's right. Who are you being by even saying those words? Just what inside of you? What do you feel? How do you think? How do you operate life? From what space do you operate your life? Just to be able to say those words. Like, because I couldn't say that about a woman. Like, I could, you know, I'm just, yeah.
How can you put down another human that much?
Another human
unless,
being.
Yeah, unless you are that wounded within yourself.
And unless you feel put down yourself.
Yeah. And we're just so used to our culture and society speaking that way and being that way. So we think it's so normal for men to make those comments about women and women to make those comments about men, not realizing that it's just coming from wounds. That's all that it is. We are wounded.
You're making a comment about yourself because the way you speak to another and the way you feel about another is the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you speak to yourself.
And if you truly loved yourself, like truly, wholly, authentically, you would never speak ill on another person, even if the other person truly did something horrendous, but you would never speak ill on them.
You would say, you know, they're on their journey.
Yeah.
They're on their journey because you would think back to when you used to be that way. And that's why you could never hold a grudge. You could never, you know, be angry at anybody for too long because they're just being a reflection of who you at one time in your life were.
Sure.
And that's why it's like, I can't, you know, for a while there, Seema, and I'll admit this publicly, but for a while there, like when I first started to get all this, oh man, and, you know, and I lost some friends about this, but it was like, oh, all fancy stuff sucks and you don't know what you're doing and blah, 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 blah. But then it's like, you know, the more and more that you heal, you just realize, no, there's no wrong.
There is no wrong.
Wrong doesn't exist, people. Mm-hmm. No, they're on their journey and they believe what they believe, just like you believe and know what you believe and know. There's no wrong. Wrong was invented to get us all to fight with each other. So when you really are in a healed space and when you're truly your authentic self, you just look at everybody with love.
Yeah. And you don't look at someone else as them being wrong just because they believe something differently than you. You now look at them with curiosity of, I'm so intrigued by this about you. Like, let me learn more. Let me expand from learning from you.
Which is why also, fuck man, we're just, are you guys enjoying this? I'm enjoying this. This is a lot of fun. But which is why also, Seema was just so interesting. You know, I'm going to bring this up, but this is where like politics comes in.
Oh my God, 100%. Where you 100%. See the left and the right fighting each other. We're right.
Right.
You both are right.
Yes.
And you both are wrong for trying to make the other person wrong. Right.
That's right. And true growth is you accepting people for who and what they are, you know? And that's what, you know, I made that video about like the Trump rally that I went to, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I shared what I was feeling in that moment when I was there. And I thought, you know, I believe what I believe, but I also understand that other people believe what they believe. And it does us no good by fighting with each other. Honor each other for what you believe, because if you really allow yourself, everybody pay attention to this. If you really allow yourself, right? And this is why I no longer use language like stupid liberals or like dumb conservatives or whatever. No, because you're speaking that about yourself.
Yeah.
If you really allow yourself to open up your mind and your heart, you will truly understand where they're coming from. The whole COVID thing, fighting with people about masks or blah, no, truly understand where they're coming from in their life and what is making them feel that way. And you go, wow, I've been there too.
Yeah.
I've been there too, you know? So.
I mean, I think it's important to remember that we didn't come, our souls didn't come to this earth for everything to be easy, because that is not how we grow. So it would be so easy if everybody thought the same way I did. It would be so easy if everybody believed in the same religion that we did and whatnot. But the world was not designed that way. We were designed to be so different. We were designed to have different beliefs, different opinions, different rights, different things. We were meant to be so different. And the test for us of where we get to grow and expand and evolve is how we get to love the differences versus
and accept
judging them or making them wrong. And if you're ever making someone else wrong, it's just because you don't feel right within yourself with what you believe in. So their right triggers you.
That's right. They're just a mirror. They're just a mirror for what's going on inside of you.
Exactly. When we get triggered, we want to lash out. And if you lash out in that moment, it's okay. We believe in forgiveness, but then go inside. What about me is out of alignment that I was so triggered?
That's right. What about me is so afraid that I have to react to someone by calling them wrong or by fighting or by arguing? This is why, you know, it's like I remember when I first used to make videos and stuff and people would be like, you idiot, you're a snake oil salesman and blah, blah, blah. And at the beginning, it would be like, oh my God, they don't like me. And I used to have to respond, right? And now it's like, you're right. Yeah, whatever you think, you're right. You're right. I know where I'm coming from and I know what I'm trying to do is to help people. But if you see that, well, God bless you. Maybe there's something in me. Yeah, and so you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Seema, this has been awesome. I know you
this
have to go.
This has been amazing.
I gotta go. This
Much
has been
fun.
Fantastic. Yeah. If this was... Share a word below that describes what this felt like for you. Share a word below that describes what this felt like for you. And I know many of you, I am going to share this live as soon as I'm done. I normally don't do this. I'm going to share it on my main page. If you found value in this, please do us as a collective human species a favor. Tag 10. Of your best friends and of your family members, because there's so many people struggling with this, right? There's so many people struggling with themselves. And if you want to take it to the next level, I want you to write this down, because Seema and I are going to be somewhere and we want to invite you to join us. My event is called Awaken. Seema, you're going to come, right?
I will be there, like without a doubt.
Beautiful. So Seema's going to be there. I want you to go and get your tickets. It's dannymorell.com/awaken. And your ego just said, oh, he's trying to sell us. You're right. You're right. Or if you can see it as I'm just trying to help you and we need to go spend some time together. We're going to go spend 3 days together, right? In deep, deep healing, awakening, and transformation. And if you can feel and allow you to feel vulnerable and safe enough within yourself to know that that's all we want to do is help you, come to Awaken, dannymorell.com/awaken. It's going to be June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's going to be really powerful. And you can do that live here in Austin or virtually from wherever you are in the world. So, Seema,
I want to say something about your Awaken event before we turn this off. A, I'm going to be there. And if you guys come there, please come so I can give you all a huge big hug and we can have three amazing days together. But just earlier this week when you did your meditations and it was kind of like a mini version of the breathwork meditations you do at Awaken. When I did it the first day, I had an experience there. And then when you were doing it the next day, I'm like, I have to do it the next day too. So the next day I came on the Zoom call you had again and did the same meditation again. And I know that you say in Awaken, you do, I think, like 6 of these in those 3 days.
We do 3 meditations, 3 breathworks. And we specifically, I don't want to give it away, but we surprise you with something that you're afraid to deal with and you go, boom, you go deal with it head on.
So this is what I want to tell people. I have done a lot of breath work and I love breath work because it is such a healing tool to use. And normally in breath work, what I experience is like emotions come up and I will cry a lot. This was the first time, it was the second day that you did your meditation thing. It was the first time that during that meditation part of it, my body started actually twitching. And that's a very normal reaction to this because energies are releasing. But it was so powerful that my body started like twitching to the point that I was like, am I doing this? You know, and I tried to make my body stop twitching, but it went right back to doing it again. Because if you think of it, you guys, your cells are energy. Everything's energy and it moves like this. And when you're going through a transformation, the cells start doing this.
Right.
They're vibrating at a whole new level. And my body was just twitching like that. And I was like, this is the first time in all of the breathwork meditations I've done that this has happened. So I could only imagine what being in that space for 3 consecutive days and the healing and the magic that comes out of it. So I am so excited for what I get to receive for myself there. And I'm really excited for whoever else is going to be joining us there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me knowing that the work that we do and the way that we do it is causing that kind of a result. So, all right, everybody, we'll see you guys at Awaken, June 2nd through 4th. I think I saw somewhere, can I bring my mom? She only speaks Spanish. The answer is yes. But, you know, eventually we're going to be doing these in Latin America. We can get a Spanish translator. I just need you guys to let us know that there's a need, you know, so let us know, shoot us a message. Once again, DannyMorrell.com/awaken, June 2nd through the 4th. We'll see you then. And Seema, how do they connect with you? What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is just at Seema Shamash, my name. And if you guys want to get in touch with me, you just have to DM me. I don't put a calendar out there for people to schedule because I'm very specific on my scheduling. It's all very like energetic. So DM me. And if you want to work with me, we'll talk there.
Beautiful. Fantastic. And I am going to post this on my main feed. If I can count on you to tag your family members and friends, it would mean the world to us. Because the more people hear this conversation, the more we all heal and the more the energy literally of the world changes. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Seema. Thank you so much.
Love you all. Love you, Danny.
Love you too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morrellglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.